Blog Talk Radio.
Woo!
I make this shit look easy. Look at that boy. Stunting in them stunners coming through in a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Pull up on the scene in a 760 beam.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma make
this shit look easy.
Look at my shoes, look at my lights, nigga, look at my jewels, look at my rings, look how I bling, bet you could tell that I'm doing my thing, they love it, high bomb tracks, nigga, you be on whack, they say sky's the limit, well, I'm beyond that, way beyond rap, so far ahead of time, forever grind out of this world, we'll never leg a rhyme, thought you was hotter than me, now you like never mind, heard my mixtape, decided to get your shit straight, weed, three-course meals, off a big plate, slick cake. Talk money and never spit hate. Sipping toast wine with chicks that's so fine. Elevating, celebrating the end of the whole night.
Look
at that boy. Stunting in them stunners coming through in a Hummer. Look at that boy. Fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans. Look at that boy. Pull up on the scene in the 760 beam. Look at that boy. Money in my pocket. If I want it, I'm a cop.
It look easy, but it ain't. Believe me, it's not what you think. I've been hustling hard, putting no change for that bank. Years in the making, and my ship still ain't sank. A couple of Cali slips, some bottles of Goose to drink. Bitch stank. Send her on her way, tell her game over, baby. I ain't got no time to play. Fuck what you try and say, grind ain't night and day. Till my breath is gone, you don't want testosterone. Keep a second palm, strapped with a vest and bombs. Had a pour for your face, legs, chest and arms. So as best you know, I'm so destined to blow. Easier said than done, I'm just
making
sure.
Look at that boy, stunting in them stunners coming through in a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Pull up on the scene in the 760 beam.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma make
this shit look easy.
Yo. What up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio. It is October the 29th, 2010, and you know what that means. It's Frontline Fridays. Yo, we getting it in so hard today. When I say so hard today, we getting in so hard that it's Cali time today. Yo, big ups to motherfucking Miss Nira, Nick Bars, and the producer of some of these hits today, Tweak Beats. Yo, we getting it in today. We going in. I got real artists all the time. And another thing, if you want to be on Diva Spot Radio ENT, hit me up at my Gmail at www.divaspotent1@gmail.com. And you can get on the show. You can send me your music, and we can chop it up from there. But I'm so excited today. I got the bottle on deck. I got hot artists in the building. Yo, I got to give these people a round of applause, because not for nothing, when it was time to go and we got it in, we got it the fuck here. And the thing is, if you're going to go hard, you got to go hard. If you ain't going hard, you got to go home. But before I get into the show and get into these banging artists that's going to call in today and tell us about what they do, we're going to play some hot music. I want to give much diva love to my sponsors. Big shout-out to Future Guru 100. Also, shout-out to $8 Daily. We want to give a shout-out to MaryKay.com. Mr. Keith Molay, and our new sponsor, the Mommy Mob. Make sure y'all follow all of them on Twitter, because they in the building. This is what we do. Now, for those who just tuning in, Frontline Fridays is for people who out there with their businesses and they putting themselves on the front line. They not BSing behind these little screen names or whatever, saying they're CEOs. They real, real, real CEOs, and I'm blessed to have them today. Now, what we going to do, we got the boy Nick Bars in the building, so what I'm going to do, I'm about to go to the line and find them right now. Just be patient. I know y'all ready. I know y'all want to hear from them. I know y'all want to see them in the building. Nick Barr, matter of fact, Nick, do me a favor. And because I see a couple of numbers here, but I don't want to open up the line that's wrong. But matter of fact, fuck it. This Diva Spot ENT show, this is what I do. I'm about to find them because this is what I do. Let me see. 862-588, who's this? You live on Diva Spot ENT Radio. What's good?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Diva? This your boy, Faze, Ed from the Bricks. You know who it is. All the way
you
live,
already?
That real nigga. You already. What's good, baby? How you?
I'm good. That's what's up to Brick Titty Love. I'm glad that you're calling in. You about to enjoy a banging show. I got the boss lady, Miss Nira, in the building. I got the boss Tweak Beats in the building. He's a banging producer.
Okay.
He done work with everybody.
Okay.
And then I got that hot artist that you got to listen to. You got to listen to him. His name is Nick Barnes. But Faze, yo, first of all, before we go anywhere, yo, word up. I love you, man. It's much love over here.
You know what you mean, yo. It's all good. You know, it's a big y'all, big change, and it's very strong. And I love you too, baby. I'm happy to see you doing your thing. You're doing it real big down there, doing what you do. You know what I mean? I'm trying to still do it big up here. It's real hot and it's coming out of Brick City right now. You feel me?
Well, you already know. We bring the East Coast to the West Coast and the West Coast to the East Coast, and we make the property. See, yo, what I want you to do is stay on the line right now because I'm about to get to that boss lady. I'm about to get to that boss lady. Miss Nira is in the building. She doing it big. Yo, we got to give her a round of applause in the building because I know she's doing it big out there, man. Miss Nira, you hear me, baby?
Yeah, what's good, Diva? How you doing?
What's up? I got the R&B Diva on Diva Spot ENT. So what's up, mama?
Yeah. What's good?
Yeah.
I'm out here just chilling on the West Coast, you know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You said you're out here chilling on the West Coast. That's definitely what's good. I just wanted to make sure you're on the line. We're going to play a couple of your songs. Yo, Miss Eva got this hot banger called Come Over. I like Come Over. Come on over to Diva Spot ENT. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get into it because I want to bring bars in because I'm going to do all y'all on the 30-30-30 to make sure y'all get the proper introduction and make sure I play all your music because this is how I do this, how I keep it real.
Well, let's go. Let's do it.
All right, stay on the line for me, baby.
Okay.
Bars, you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's poppin'?
That's what's this Bars is in the building. Y'all better motherfucking know and stand the fuck up when y'all see this damn frontline soldier.
Right. I'm good with you though, Diva.
You already know Diva Mary Kay is getting it popping over here. Oh, yo, y'all got to look out for this one. He's a hot. He even got Miss Nira on the track, so you know he doing it. We're going to play his cut in a few seconds after I ask him a little question. It's called Missing You featuring Miss Nira. And then we're going to get into Hard in the Paint Freestyle. But what I need y'all to do in the meantime, you definitely tune in, but y'all got to check out this joint. He got 7 verses. It's on his MySpace page. Bars, put that MySpace page out so they can check that out, too.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and check me out, man. California King Tut, you know what I mean, on MySpace, you feel me? Go ahead and type that in, you feel me? You could Google that, you feel me? Google California King Tut. That's going to pull up on the MySpace and all that. If you can't find me that way, go to my Twitter, Nick Bars, you know, NickBarz. You feel me? Click the link on my page that goes to my MySpace page, and, you know, you should be able to find a track through there. Get all your shit. You feel me? Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. Bars is definitely a boss. I'm going to tell y'all why a boss. Because not only is he a West Coast artist, he's a musician, he writes songs, he a ghostwriter, and he the CEO of
Anti-Gravity Entertainment.
Anti-Gravity, yeah. Tell me a little bit about Anti-Gravity, boss.
Well, see, what that is something I'm trying to get off the ground right now, you feel me? It's a real idea, you know what I mean? Real people helping me out with a real situation, you know? So everything going to work out eventually, you know? We just getting the name out there, pushing the name right now. But we prepping everything as far as, like, look, I got a knack for talent. I feel like I'm looking out for artists, you know what I mean? I'm not really into, like, you know what I mean, putting nobody down, you know what I mean, in a position like to where I'm trying to put myself up, you know. So what I'm out here doing is grinding heavy, making my connections so I can take it back to the people, you know what I mean, and help people out, you know, like somebody helped me, you know.
Well,
yeah.
That's definitely tough. You got to show love to get love, right?
That's real, you know. So nigga just trying to make sure I keep it solid.
And you know, Bar, do me a favor and describe your style for me and describe your style for everybody who listen. If y'all want to give some love to Bar, call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And I also got the live chat popping online. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent. Click on the chat button and you can ask them all the questions. But describe your style for me because they listen and they definitely want to hear.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? I'm definitely a puncher. You know what I mean? Nigga, punchlines, you know, something I always was good at. You know, I stayed working on that craft for a minute, you know, but I'm always evolving. You know what I mean? I'm always coming with some new shit. You know, I like to use a lot of compound syllables. You know what I mean? Like, I like to throw my shit together, you know, the right way. You know what I mean? Shit got to be right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you feel me? I don't just be getting up there saying anything. Like, to be honest, I guess you could say I'm pushing more towards, like, the honesty thing, you know what I mean, and trying to be real with it. You know, everybody got their little personas they're trying to keep up these days, you know, and that's cool, but, you know, I'm just trying to give off my own aura, you know what I mean? So, like you say, my influences, Jay-Z, Biggie, Pac, you know, Jada, you know what I mean, M, you feel me? These are people that I really looked up to, like, as artists, you know what I mean, growing up. These are people I was listening to. You know, so you could say that I'm kind of like spliced between all of these people, you know, because people don't like to admit that. But a lot of, you know what I mean, artists develop the style through the people that they grew up around or the people that they was listening to. You know, a lot of people don't like to admit that, but everybody sound like somebody, you know what I mean? So it ain't like nigga just grabbed his style out the sky or none of that. Of course, I'm definitely influenced. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I got to be honest about that one. But, yeah, I like to use my words as an instrument, you know, to complement the beat. You know what I mean? Like I said, with the syllables, you feel me, sliding shit in, I might have to catch up to the beat or I might already be ahead of the beat, and the beat got to catch up to me. But, you know, like I said, I'm always evolving, though. You could say my style is, like, more adult, though, you know what I mean? Not really on no kid shit, you know. Shouts out to the kids, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got to give big up to the kids. And let's speaking of kids, you gave a shout out. You were saying in the song "Missing You" with Ms. Nibble on there. You know, it's a hot track, and you were shouting out to your kids. And the good thing about it, this is a grown ass man. He got five beautiful kids.
Yeah.
And I know you facing some of the pressures of being on the road, making yourself as an artist or whatever, building yourself, as an artist out there. You know, how does this affect the relationship with your kids and, you know, with your kids' mother? Like, how do you balance that shit?
Man, to be honest, man, sometimes I don't even know, but I'm a Libra, man, so I deal with weight, you feel me? And I always dealt with weight, you know what I mean, my whole life, man, with the weight of the world, you feel me? And regardless, a nigga don't have to push through it, you feel me? So the shit that I do, man, is like, you know, everybody is a rapper these days, you feel me? This shit ain't exactly, you know what I mean, got a nigga out here riding around 745, you know what I mean? Niggas ain't out here eating like that, you feel me, off of this rap, so it's still a real life to live, you feel me? So it's really like trying to incorporate all this shit together at once, you know what I mean, and really balancing it out. The way I maintain it is, you know, just try to set aside certain times, you know, when I have to put the music on the back burner, you know, I might have to put, you know what I mean, believe it or not, I might have to put my family, you know what I mean, over here to the side, like, well, I go knock this out, you know what I mean, and just making everybody understand, because I got people that I deal with in the industry. I don't want them to think that a nigga is slacking off on his business, and then I don't need my old lady thinking that I'm slacking off at the house, you feel me? So, yeah, you better believe that it's hard work, but, you know, if it wasn't hard, then a nigga would, you know what I mean, wouldn't be no real success out of it, you feel me? I probably wouldn't even get no gain out of it. You know, so.
And you're right. You definitely, if you wasn't going hard in the paint, you know, you definitely wouldn't be, your music wouldn't be out there, would it be? You wouldn't be on Diva Spot ENT Radio. This man is definitely grinding hard. And as we saying hard in the paint, we about to go to this hot track called Hard in the Paint. It's a freestyle by Nick Vars. Yo, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're tuned in live to Diva Spark Radio ENT. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, nigga. Cali King Tut, a.k.a. Nick Vars, nigga. I'm finna go jumbo on you mumbo jumbo ass niggas. Yeah. I'm finna go dumbo on you elephant head ass niggas. Yeah. Like this though. Look, look. I'm off that taco, no goose, straight vodka, no juice. She want the best, I'm like she gotta go through a few obstacles too. Cause I don't owe you a red cent, so ain't no sense in tricking dollars on you. Rappers say they pimping, all I hear is talking, no proof. Wanna kill a messenger, I'm just a prophet, don't shoot. Pay the cost, but I won't take a loss. Cause man made the money, money never made a boss. And I think I'm King Tut, I'll never say I'm Ross. Know my way around this city, don't you ever think I'm lost. Cause you pack heavy metal, doesn't mean that you ain't soft. When it's jailhouse, rock time, nobody wanna march. Rapping in the kitchen, no recording in the law. Okay, my flow is noodles, what's important is the sauce. And I'm somewhere between you kids and you cavemen. Rap is a gift and I'm the package that it came in. Amen. Can I get a witness and thank God for the environments I was raised in? Cracks in the pavement and the invisible prison that you rappers caged in. No bars, go hard, or go get a gun and blow your brains out, cause you will only go so far. And I'm so damn good that it's irritating. I'm so good I got your man in the mirror.
Yeah.
That was definitely was fun. I got the man in the mirror hating. Did y'all hear that? Oh
yeah,
my god,
sure
that was definitely was up. Yo, boss, how did that song come to be right there? Like how did that all get together right there?
That freestyle right there? That little Hard in the Paint? Oh man, nigga was over there knocking out the one for I was really finishing up the business for Miss Neera, you feel me? We was doing that joint right there. I was up there, man. I had extra time, you feel me? A nigga had paid his money, man. I was, you know what I mean, kind of showing off, you feel me? You know, just knocking some shit out real quick. I ain't gonna lie. I was trying to show off, you feel me? And I fucked around and knocked out like two more, you know what I'm saying? Just on the strength, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's just, nigga be working, man. Nigga be having so much on his mind. I be wanting to get him off, so, you know. We grabbed a beat, we threw it up there, and shit, knocked that shit out like 15 minutes, man, you know. Yeah, easy money right there.
You already know, easy money right there. Be easy, baby, be easy.
You know,
if there was anybody that you can work with on the West Coast, who would it be, or anybody that you can work with in general? Like, who would it be? Who are you ready to work with right now? Like, get it in.
Man, today, man, if it was on the West, man, I'm cut a record with Nipsey or somebody, you know what I mean? Mess around and knock something down with Nipsey or maybe G Malone or somebody like that, you know, on the West. As far as period, man, there's so many artists I would love to work with, you know what I mean? But, like, shit, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing something with Jeezy. I wouldn't mind doing something with Gucci. It doesn't even really matter, you know what I mean? It's not like that with me, you feel me? I don't have no favorites. But, yeah, I'm definitely keeping my eyes open, though, you feel me? I done sparked the attention of a couple of these major dudes out here, you feel me? And, these, you know, a couple of these A&Rs. So, you know, I ain't going to say no names. But, yeah, we getting there, though. But, yeah.
You already know. Now, I wanted to touch on this topic right here. I know y'all heard and everybody else heard it, how Nas wrote a letter to Def Jam about, you know, even though you get on, it's like you're still an industry slave right there. You know, a lot of these labels getting at these artists and people think, oh, yeah, he got on, he got a deal, he doing it big now or whatever the case may be. And a lot of times, and 90% of the times, they really be slaves. They don't really be having full control of, you know, their whole situation because they got signed. Because, like you said, you want to make sure you show the label that you on board and that you doing it big or whatever, and that you reliable. Like, I'm here to work. I'm here to do what I got to do. And, you know, but they be slaves. They be puppets. Like, you know, if a label, the labels that's trying to get at you, you know, tell them exactly what you want because I know you ain't on the bullshit. And then we going to go to the lines because I see we got somebody calling in.
Yeah, that's real shit. See, what it is I think that what it is like a lot of these artists, you feel me, they don't really know what it is to be in the game, and then they don't know what that money was for, you know. They don't know that they got to pay the nigga to do the beats. They don't know they got to pay for their features. And if they do know that, you know what I mean, they not going in there, like you said, demanding that, you know what I mean, that bread or telling them what they want. And they probably not even in a position to be doing all that anyway, you know. And the only way you are really the only way you're going to be able to call your own shots is if you are your own boss, you feel me? So when the nigga figured that out, you know, like I said, then more power to him, because, you know, we working on something over here, man. Like I said, we trying to do this distribution shit. Once I get this distribution shit, it's a wrap. I could give a fuck about a major label. You understand what I'm saying? So they're going to support anyway, because the streets going to fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really about the major label. I think that what it is about the independent grind. They want to see the hustle. They want to see a nigga put his best foot forward, man. You take a step, and some of these motherfuckers will run marathons for you, you know, but people ain't taking that step. And I think that's what we was talking about earlier about the frontlining, you know. So that's frontline shit for sure. You know what I mean?
Definitely frontline shit for sure. Let's go ahead and open up this hotline, because they lighting up, because it's fucking Cali time. Y'all better know. 562-507. It's the Diva Mary K. You live in the building. You got a question of love for your boy Nick Bonds. Who's this?
What's up with it? This is Dre Vicious.
What's good with it?
Yes, sir. Oh, man, you already know the deal, man. Have to slide through, show some love to my dude, Nick Bars, Miss Nira, and Tweak Beast. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? See y'all grinding over there.
Yeah, man, trying to get it in, man. You feel me? Hell yeah. We going to have to do another one, nigga. You already know. This nigga right here is dope. Hey, world, y'all watch out for my goon right here. This nigga's off the chain, man. Tell them niggas,
you
man.
Already
you
know, man.
Don't even trip, bro.
This y'all time to shine right here, man. So don't even trip. They going to see what I got in store real soon.
Yes,
hold on, Brian. We will have you on Diva Squad Radio ENT real soon, baby. Tweet me. That's exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Yo, that's what's up. You know, the team calling in and showing the love, that's what it's about. If you got a team, and no matter if we made a record together, we broke bread, if we split a poppy sandwich, we supposed to support each other no matter what, because at the end of the day, you know, you get people who say, yeah, that's my dude, yeah, he doing it big, yeah, he doing this, but they don't tell nobody. They just saying it to me and you. I don't need you to go tell Day-Day. Me, you, and Day-Day chill all day. Go tell everybody. And I like what you said, Bars, about I like what you said about, you know, you really don't need a label to get on. You can promote yourself, because I know how I feel, because I went from being a coffee girl to have my own show. Like, I'm bringing my city with me. Yeah, I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. After Detroit, I went to Alabama. After Alabama, I came to Jersey, went ahead and networked in New York, came back and did what I do. Like, I got my city on my back. This is what I do, yo. And I know they missing me, and I'm missing them too. And while I'm talking about missing people, we're going to get into this cut, Missing You featuring Miss Nira, because it's so, so hot. And after that, after we come back for that, I got a couple more questions for you. And I definitely want to know, how did you and Miss Nira link up? Because she's definitely a sensational artist, and she definitely buzzing in the street. So, yo, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You logged in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call in the show to love, because it's Cali time, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Big up.
Exactly what I do this for. Not these niggas a recognition from these stupid hoes. I'm in these streets when this shit I gotta do at home. And raising 5 kids is something you can't do alone. You with me when the sun is shining, when it's super cold. Whether it's snow, cold, diamonds, or just cubic stars. So close your eyes, imagine all the places you could go. And if this world was mine, I swear I would give you the glow. And baby, I'm aware we had our share of ups and downs. But since it ain't no turning back, I guess we stuck with now. And if I'm lucky, then I'm lucky you on my team. I know it's better guys in this world besides me. Regardless of the fact you always stood beside me, I made your life a nightmare, chasing after my dreams. trying to get them big bucks. And the grind won't allow me to see my kids much. And I'm sure that that shit is driving my kids nuts. Baby mama talking about I never did much. So to my sons, keep it solid, keep your chin up. And if a nigga need that, then keep your chin tucked. And if he blocking at the face, then tear his ribs up. Take advantage of your talents and never give up. An appetite for success that I can't ignore. I'm trying to give my kids a life that I can't afford. Six-story house, one floor for the boys. Two rooms for night, one just for the toys. And I swear destiny, sweet 16, I'll be the type of shit you see on MTV. Cause they deserve more, which means I gotta work more. Pain on the path to greatness, so it's gonna hurt me. Like crisscross, you still with me. Thanks for keeping it real with me. And every ounce of game, my people instilled in me. What up, J Mac? What up, BF?
What up?
Pedal to the metal, nigga, no regret. You always told me I would grow up to be the best. Regardless of my blemishes and my defects.
Only
money could pacify them. Guess I'm getting older now. Satisfied with being classified as mediocre. I strategize and fantasize of Lamborghini Rosa. And hopping out the Maseratis and them Fendi loafers. It ain't sweet, my journey up this rocky road. Chasing this hot of gold since I was a snotty nose. Diarrhea on the track because I'm past shitting. Now I write songs trying to make the transition.
Welcome back, y'all. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spy Radio ENT. Yo, that cut right there is so fly. Like, it just put me in a mellow state of mind. Like, I can listen to Ms. Nero like I'm listening to Mary. Like, and that's real talk. I can listen to her like I listen to Mary. And I best believe I listen to her shit, but it's just her flow. I can just listen to her. Who produced that, first and foremost? Let's
First of all, you feel me? Shout out to my nigga Tweak Beats, man. You feel me? He the producer behind that whole little shit right there. You know, he got everything to do with that. He sprinkled the extra little magic on it. You feel me? He did what he had to do. That shit is right. You feel me? Ain't even nothing else to be said about that man as a genius. You know what I mean? That real shit right there, you know? So, yeah, man, we was over there at Tweak House one time. Man, I was with the boy Critic, man, from So West Radio, you know? He had ran the tracks by me. You feel me? Shout out to my boy, man, and all my people over there, man. So West, you know how we do it. Yeah, man. So, you know, we had fucked around and heard it. I liked it. I thought it would help me, you know what I mean, make that little transition, you know what I mean, into, like, you know, different music. You feel me? I never did an R&B joint ever or anything similar to an R&B joint. I never even made a song for the ladies before. You feel me? It's like I'm just now getting it popping, you feel me, as far as finding myself, you feel me, and developing as an artist. So, yeah, when
well,
I heard the track,
choice.
Yeah.
What a good choice. What a good choice that you did decide to make a record for the ladies. And you know, you that was definitely a great choice right there. And you did it big, and you definitely want to make songs for ladies because we spend money. We spend our money and we spend our dudes' money. Y'all know how that shit go.
You ain't lying, though, huh? Yeah, that's real, though. You're a fool for that one. Yeah,
and you already
man,
know, ooh, I'm a fool, but that's definitely a hot track right there. I definitely like it. I'm definitely going to have that in a heavy rotation. It's definitely getting paid play once again on Frontline Fridays next week. I'm so honored to have had you in the building and just show some love with us. Like, that's for real. I want to talk about one more thing because, you know, not only do we have the bosses in the building on Frontline Fridays, we got boss ladies. So, you know, we got to get to the boss ladies. Let's talk about this name change from Kelly King Tut to Nick Bars.
Okay. All right, we can get on that. Well, I mean, you know, I thought it would be a good look, you feel me? The fact that, you know, it was the Kelly King Tut, it started as like, you know, everybody was naming themselves after gangsters, you know what I mean? Like they would name themselves like maybe like Scarface, you know, he used the Scarface from the movie, you know. Rick Ross used Freeway, Ricky Ross from L.A., you feel me? And 50 Cent used real 50 Cent from New York, you know. I think Tupac and the Outlaws, they was using like tyrants and warlords like Mussolini and or whatever, you know what I mean? And shit like that, you know, Gaddafi and shit, you know. So
you
I was like, yeah, you feel me? I was on some majestic shit. There you go, just like
I
that. You feel me? Same idea, just me just trying not to be like everybody else, you feel me? Just playing around with it. But, you know, like I said, I just had a birthday, you feel me? I'm getting a little older, you know, and I'm just trying to take a more adult approach of it, you feel me? And, you know, my real name is Nick, so, you know what I mean? It's just a good look all the way around it. You know, like I said, the honesty of it and the integrity of the music, I think, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what's the most important thing. We got the lines lighting up. They want to holler at Mr. Bars out here. Let's go ahead and open up the line. 310-633, you're live on Diva Spot Radio. What's good?
Yo, what it do?
What it do?
What's poppin'?
Young Tweet.
What's good with it, man?
What it do, man?
What's poppin', man? Yeah.
I mean, I just said you got it poppin', man. I'm just glad. My boy doing his thing, and I just called, you know. I know I'm up next, but I just had to call, talk to my homie.
You're looking
man.
Sweet.
You know what I'm saying? Give it up, because this dude got a voice, unlike, you know what I'm saying? It should stand out more than a lot of niggas on the West, so I had to call in, you know what I'm saying, get my support.
That's definitely what's up. We got to give a round of applause to the boss right there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better know who that is right there. Maybe that's the boss right there, yo.
That's
we
him
definitely
right
gonna
there.
Have him. That sound like we definitely gonna have him coming up next because he doing it. I mean, coming up after never, but he definitely doing it big. Like, yo, he didn't produce so many records with so many big names. It's, you know, we don't have to throw names out, but he done did things with Keisha Cole and Lil' Kim and Ray J. He doing his job. He doing his job,
right?
And that's why we fucks with him. That's why we fucks with him. That's why he's on Frontline Fridays. Y'all better know. Y'all already better know what it is. Yo, I want you to stay tuned in with me, Bars, because we about to get to Ms. Nira, because it's Cali time. What time is it, Bars? What time is it, babe?
Man, you already know it's Cali time. But right now, what time is it out here? It's Cali time, man. Yeah, it's 6:33, though. You feel me? Hell yeah. Hey, but what I was going to say
tuned.
Is, man, we on, though. You feel me? That's all that matters, man. That's what's popping. We on. Shouts out to y'all, though, man, for having us for real, Diva. That's real shit. This shit popping. I'm going to check it out with y'all. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be right here. Yep.
That's right, baby. Well, you already know I definitely appreciate that because, yeah, shout out to the PR for having y'all in the building because he must have knew it was something special about Diva Mary Kay because I was up 4 o'clock in the morning making sure I know what I'm doing here. I know what I'm doing here. You want to know another person that know what they doing? It's your lady, Miss Nira. Big up to her because she in the building because she's a fucking boss. But you're good. Yo, round of applause all. What's good, baby? Round of applause all over for the board. I'm feeling real good, Nira. I got my bottle on deck, and not only do I got my bottle on deck, what is it? What's better than having the R&B demon in the building? Come on.
Exactly. Bottle and R&B? It don't get no better than that.
Oh, Boobie, hurry up and get off of work, nigga, because after the show is going down.
Yeah, make sure you play that Come Over, too. You got that bottle.
Come on. We definitely getting in. I want to thank you for just showing love to Diva Spot ENT and coming in on the show today. She's definitely a boss. Not only is she a singer, she a songwriter, and she definitely fuck with the bosses like Jazzy Management and also Diva Division. Diva, tell me about Diva Division. My ear is tuned to that. I want to know what's good with that.
Yes. Well, Diva Division is basically, you know, divas, female hustlers. We all have our craft, and we're all good at it. Right now, it consists of myself. I'm the R&B diva. I have a makeup artist. She does her thing. Shout out to Renita. I have a choreographer named Ty. She does her thing. I have an actress slash model on the team. So, I mean, I'm slowly expanding, but it's female hustlers. You know, we're not doing anything in a raunchy way. We're women on our grind. And, you know, I wanted to put something together because women spend so much time tearing other women down. It's time. Yeah. It's time for somebody else to stand up and say, look, we're supposed to uplift each other, especially black women, just putting that out there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, especially black women, because a lot of times we can be so catty because of unnecessary insecurities. But just like me and Ms. Nira hooked up, you know, it does not matter, you know, what we look like, what color her Jimmy Choo shoes is, what color mine is. I'm definitely here to support, man. It's about each one teach one. And, you know, it's just about, you know, going in. You got to show love to get love, like me and Barb was talking about. You got to show love to get love. And speaking of showing love to get love, I definitely love when you was performing at Milan. Am I saying it right?
Malone?
I've seen it on YouTube. Yeah, Malone, thank you. You was performing that on Malone. It was definitely a serious situation right there. Y'all go to YouTube and check that out. They will put the YouTube out so they can go ahead and check that video because it's for sure.
I sure will. Thank you for checking it out. I appreciate that.
No problem. But yeah, that's
got to put on for the divas, especially, you know. Everybody want to be a Barbie. It's time for the divas. You feel me?
Yeah. And speaking of divas, my diva means divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude. What does your diva mean? Because a lot of these females out here got it mixed up with what a real diva is. So what does your diva mean, Nira?
I haven't broken it down yet, but to me, a diva is basically what Beyonce said, a female hustler. But don't get it twisted. My outlook on a hustler is not, you know, doing things like in a trashy way. And then I feel like a lot of women depend on people. I'm independent, you know. I depend on me. I go out and I get it. I'm a self-starter. And I feel like that classifies a diva. You know, you got to go get stuff. You can't be waiting on a handout and depending on these dudes, because the dudes is dropping the ball anyway, you know. You know, I love y'all.
Yeah, we love y'all, though, but some of y'all is dropping the balls with all this unnecessary testosterone. You know, we ain't going to throw no names out there, but, you know, we just staying because it could be a turbulent situation. And speaking of a turbulent situation, we about to go into some hot music by Ms. Nira, and it's called Turbulence. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Let's get it there, y'all. I'm going to play music on this show. It's definitely going to play right, and I ain't like the sound of that, and I definitely want to represent Ms. Nira right. Ain't that right, Ms. Nira?
I feel you. Thank you.
I didn't like the sound of that at all. That's why I cut it short, and we can definitely get into some more hot music, which we is, but I didn't like how that sounded, so I'm going to get into another one. I like Come Over, so let's get into Come Over. Let's do it like this. No, that's definitely hot music. Like, shout out to you for that one. I'm definitely feeling Come Over. Y'all make sure y'all go smooth on her MySpace page. Put it out there for me, Ms. Never, so they can go ahead and get those songs and you can buy them. She's definitely in business. What's the MySpace page, Mama?
Well, my MySpace is, you can search She Is Nera, but I haven't really updated that in a while. So if y'all want all the latest, greatest, go to my Twitter. That's Ms. Nera, M-Z. N-E-R-A, and I update daily with all of the music I got in rotation right now, or you can Google Miss Nera, and everything pops up, my mixtape, some other stuff, you know, videos over here, you know, I'm everywhere, so just Google me and Twitter, I'm on there daily, y'all, so holla at me, and I talk back, so.
We got a few people who want to holla at you on the hotline, so we about to go ahead and open it up. 818-422-4, what is this, 818-422, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay, live on Diva Smile Radio, what's good?
Yo, 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 what's up, this is Jazzy, I'm just calling to support my artist.
Hey, Jazzy, yay.
Yeah.
See the love, see the support, that's what I'm talking about, yo, give it up to Jazzy, can't talk, tell you.
This man right here, though. The manager of all managers definitely pushes very hard for me. I got love for my team, Jazzy Management, all the way. I love you, Jazzy. You're the best.
Oh yeah, I'm just.
How did you link up with Jazzy? How did that happen?
Well, actually, I'll let Jazzy tell you
Jazzy, tell us where you find this diamond at. Tell everybody.
I want to make it real fast, though, because I don't want to take away from her shine. I was just calling in to support, just show my love for her. But I heard her name a lot, you know, Tweak in Day One. Producers, they told me, you know, I had heard about it, and then Day One, they let me hear a song. No, Tweak had sent me a song, and I'm like, man, you know, who is this? I want to chop it up with her, you know, see if she got any representation. And then Tweak was like, nah, man, she's available, man. Jazzy, you need to holler at her. And then he let me hear a song. I think he let me hear a song that Day One actually produced. And I called Day One, and I was like, man, what's going on, man? You mean to tell me you haven't set up a meeting to have me sit down with Nera? And then Day One was like, oh, I thought you knew about her. But to make a long story short, I think Tweak gave me her number, and I gave her a call. And we had a meeting, and the rest is history. And I'm real happy to have her on board because she's like the first R&B artist that we signed to Jazzy Management. And, you know, we've dealt with a lot of different, you know, talent, but I'm real happy to have her on board. And she grinds, so, you know, that makes it even better. So,
That's what's up. We thank you for calling in and showing the love and showing the support. That's definitely what it's about. Like, there's no, you know, no clue or really no surprise that people, and he wanted to do business with you. You are a very, very talented young woman, and you definitely carry yourself with a lot of dignity and respect. But my question I want to ask you now, like, what are your inspirations? I know you got a little man. He's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Yes.
What is your inspirations? Like, what inspires you to come up with such wonderful music?
Well, of course, I mean, I work so hard because I have an extra mouth to feed other than myself. But music is my passion. You know, I know a lot of people say if you're not making money, then it's a hobby. I disagree. I could care less if I ever make a dime off of this. I have to do music. It's like breathing to me. It's like I need to do it to live. So my inspiration is just I just have to do it. It's in me. If I don't, I'm sick, like literally. So, you know, and then my life experiences and, you know, of course, it reflects through my music. I write my own stuff, so a lot of it is experiences or things that I've witnessed or, you know, it's real life things that people can relate to. I don't make music just for people to dance to. I'm tapping into the essence of R&B where you guys can relate to the content and the lyrics, you feel me? Not just the beat. Although the beat, you know, I only work with the best. You know, Tweek is amazing.
Right. Yes, he is.
But for me, it's I really want people to be able to relate to what I'm saying and be like, I feel her. She made this song for me. You know what I mean? Because that's how I used to feel back in the day.
Yeah, and what you saying that, that's what I was about to ask you. Like, who do you aspire to be like or as successful as?
Well, I look up to, and one of my, you know, artists that I really looked up to is Aaliyah. Rest in peace. I don't really want to be like her, but she was a pioneer, and she was one of the only artists that I feel stayed true to herself. She never really like, oh, well, let me do this type of record because that's what they want me to do. I felt like her music was always what she wanted to do, and she never really reached too far. She stayed in her zone, in her lane, and that's pretty much what I do. And, you know, I love her music, love her voice, and that's an artist.
And she stayed a lady through all, you know, the BS, and, you know, you're a very beautiful woman or whatever the case may be, and I know you be having a lot of, you know, pit bulls and rock bars coming at you. You know, how do you deal with, you know, like, look, take me serious. Don't just listen to the beat. I'm really saying something. Like, how do you, for the ladies, the up-and-coming women that's R&B, you know, they want to put them on, like, put this little bikini top on, push your tits out, poke your ass out. How do you, you know, kind of stand your ground, like when you meet these so-called heavy hitters and when you meet these people in position, how do you stand your ground and demand your respect in a womanly way?
Well, because I've been doing this so long and I've pretty much built up my image on my own, anyone that comes to me, it's almost like they're coming to me and I'm already a package deal, like they already know what it is. This is my image, so out there somebody that asked me to switch up, like, I'm not going to do it. It's just not going to happen. You know, I'm going to stay true to myself, and this is what I've been doing. This is how I gained attention of people anyway, so it would be insulting for anyone to ask me to do something else. This is what you liked from the beginning. So I don't, you know, I just let people know this is me, and that's it. And because I do this as a passion, I'm not thirsty for a deal. I'm not thirsty for any kind of co-signage from anyone. So it's easy for me to stay true to myself. So,
and that's the key, staying true to yourself, staying true to yourself. I've had people and artists come at me like, yo, what's good with me spinning my record on the show, whatever the case may be. First of all, let's press the diva pause button. If I can't Google you, you're not a CEO. You're not doing business. If I can't Google you and over 1,500 things come up, you're not getting on the show. And I'm not trying to sound cocky. I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but it's Frontline Fridays, and this is for the people who is on the front line. But if I listen to your music and you done remix somebody else's shit and you done fuck their songs up, I'm not doing it. Where's the originality? You know what I'm saying? This, and I'll say that again. I went from being a coffee girl to having my own show. I grinded hard. I know what it feels like going to Starbucks in the middle of the damn winter with some damn pumps on. Let's get it together.
Yes, you feel me? I feel you 100% on that. Diva pause button. I'm taking that, girl.
I already copy that, so you can use it, but Diva calls for that. Let's go to the lines, because the lines is lighting up. I definitely want to get a shout out to the people who listen. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the supporters. Shout out to those who tuned in tonight to Diva Spot ENT and showing love to Miss Nira and Nick Barnes and Tweet Beats. Like, we doing it big. Let's go ahead and open up the lines. Let's see who we got. I'm going to pick somebody random. 214-261, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're live on Diva Spot ENT. What's going on?
Yo, what's good, boss ladies? How y'all feeling? This is Mike Mitch from Jazzy Management. Big ups to y'all, man. Y'all doing y'all thing out here.
That's what's up. Thank you for tuning in, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I go hard for Nera, for Tweak, you know what I'm saying, whoever they work with, man. I'm definitely promoting everything they do. You know what I'm saying? Anything they touch is golden already. So I'm definitely behind that 100%.
That's what it's up. How does it feel to be tuned into a show and seeing two women getting it in and doing it big?
Hey, man, you know what? It's a good thing, man. Women need to go ahead and just take that and just, you know, unite. And it's good to see women actually unite and not, you know, beefing and, you know, trying to step over one another. So it's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, and that's what
I'm talking
about.
So y'all keep doing your thing.
Well, thank you so much for the love and calling in and showing support, you know, for the artists and also showing support for the show. Like, this is what we need. We don't really have nothing to prove because we stay true to who we are. But look, ladies, look what happened when you stay true to you. Look what happened when you stay true. Look at the respect that you definitely going to get in. And you know what, me saying that stay true to me, that shit just turned me on. Miss Aaron, we about to go to your hot track. Turning me on. Yo, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're live on Diva Spot Radio ENT with the boss lady, the R&B diva, Miss Nira. Let's go, y'all.
Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio, and we on Frontline Fridays. We got your girl, Ms. Nira, in the building, and that was just her hot cut, Turning Me On. Nira, who was the person featured on the record right there, and also who was this track produced by?
That track was produced by none other than the great Tweek Beats, and that's also Tweek Beats featured on it. So he does his thing.
He definitely
he also
does
produced. He produced Come Over as well. So, you know, me and him, we have a great chemistry when it comes to making music. So a lot of my hits are going to be me and Tweek.
Me and Tweek twerking it out. You know, big up to Tweek.
Yeah.
He's coming up next on the hotline. Faye, stay on the line. I definitely see you, baby. I'm going to have you come in, too, because we definitely want to, because the East Coast is definitely listening and the West Coast is listening, and this is how we do it. Like on Diva Spot ENT, every time we have Frontline Fridays, it's frontline people doing their thing, running their business, branding themselves, coming on the show to promote themselves. And again, if you want to be on Diva Spot ENT Radio, you want to hit me up at the Gmail at Diva Spot Radio ENT1@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on my Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay, DivaMaryKay all day. But I'm just feeling the music, and I'm feeling what you're doing, and I know, you know, you be on the road, you have your little man with you, taking care of your business, you got the back from the backing from your family and from your management, whatever the case may be. Me and Bars was talking earlier today about, you know, a lot of the artists being signed and getting labels, and they be really excited. Remember back in the day, you was like, yeah, I got signed, I'm on a label. Now it's like a caution, like, yo, hold on, this person want to sign me, what this label all about? Like, how do you feel about that situation? It's like, you know, getting signed now is like, hold on, let me go ahead and send you to the doctor and get you checked. You might have something.
Well, as far as being signed, I mean, like I said, I do music for the passion. And then the industry has changed so much. So getting a deal is really not that important to me. I mean, just keeping it all the way 100. I want to gain the attention of the masses as much as I can before I even settle. I want labels coming after me. I don't want just one label like, oh, we're interested, and then I'm wondering if it's the best deal for me. No, I wanted them to be coming after me, because then that way I know I can will and deal and get what's going to be beneficial to me and my son, because at the end of the day, that's what matters, is me supporting my child and doing what I love to do without feeling like I was gouged. So that's what's important to me. I'm not really, you know, right now, I'm just trying to get my name and my music out there. And until I gain the attention of the masses, then I'm going to just keep on doing it, you know.
And that's what it's about. It's about consistency. Like, you got to keep grinding. You got to keep going in. You got to keep going hard. Like, you just can't think, like, you can do this. Oh, you did a show, a couple of shows, and you threw a couple of cookouts, and you supposed to get signed or get noticed. Like, that's not how that goes. Like, you got to grind hard in the paint. Homeboy, a good motivational speaker, his name is Sean Walker. He was saying how, you know, you got to want success. Not just getting signed, but you got to want success like you want air. If I put you up under the water, and the way you fight and you scratch and you claw me to get the fuck from up under that water, that's how you got to want success. And know you're going to lose some sleep.
Exactly.
Know you're going to lose some sleep. Don't think that you ain't going to lose no sleep. And I'm pretty sure that you have experienced a couple of sleepless nights, Ms. Nira.
Man, last night, I don't even think I slept. To be honest, I mean, because I record myself. I have my own setup at home, so where I don't have to really go into the studio and deal with too many of the, you know, people. And I don't get much sleep because I just love to make music. So it's like the microphone be calling my name in the middle of the night.
It's calling me.
Yeah, so I get up and I get it in.
Well, let's go ahead and open up the lines, because it's Cali time, y'all. Y'all better know. 323, you live on Diva Spot Radio. What's going on? 323-391. Oh, I'm sorry, 393.
Hello?
It's Scott, I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hold on.
What's going down?
Hello?
Yeah, what's good? All right. Let's open this one up. Let's open it. This is how it happened on live already. We live right now, y'all. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT and call in at 347-850-1521, and we'll get you live on the line because it's Cali time right now. Again, we got the boss, Tweak Beats in the building. We still got the boss, Nick Barnes, in the building. I see you, and we got the boss lady, Miss Nira, in the building. And we also got FaZe all the way from the East Coast out of Brick City, finally. Let's go ahead and open up. I've never seen this area code before. Let's see. 951-742, you live on Diva Spot Radio. What's going on?
What's that with it? It's Frank Nitty.
Hey, Nitty, what's going on, baby? I can hear you.
Oh, shit, none. Tuning in, trying to see what it is. I was like, man, let me go ahead and call this. Y'all been so consistent with trying to get at me, you know what I'm saying?
You already know. That's what we got to do. We got to stay consistent, and because we want real artists, real
that.
People doing real things. It's Frontline Fridays, and we got all the frontliners on here.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. I love that shit, man. Let's get it in. What's cracking with it? So what is it? Is it everybody
that's
on
definitely,
there?
We definitely
hear each other
what to do. I know I'm still tuned in. I'm still going hard in the paint for this, and we definitely going to do it big. This is how we do it big each and every Friday. Each and every Friday we do it big. Like, tell us what's going on. Get some shout-outs. What's up?
Shit, man, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's staying positive out here in this crooked-ass game, you know what I mean? This game is just filled with so much negativity. It's hard for people to stay humble. Like, I was hearing Lil Mama, she was talking about, you know, my kids and I'm doing this and cutting out all the riffraff. That's exactly how this game is, man. And it's like, it's so many souls that need to stick together, homie. That was the whole reason for me calling and trying to give my opinion to whatever, you know what I'm saying, that the issue was about. But that's all it is, man. We need to start sticking together a lot more and bringing the real souls together, because there's a lot of people out here that their soul is so attached to the Sodom and Gomorrah lifestyle. It's like we can't even though they got names and they doing this and they doing that, at the end of the day, man, these people fake out here, honey, for real. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I killed a lot of them, and I done helped a lot of careers, and these people, they take their blessings the wrong way, and they, you know, they start off saying, oh, I'm going to keep it real, keep it 100, but when that money starts coming in and the percentages and, you know, people forget about their own people. They forget about, you know, the first producers they work with. They forget about the A&Rs. They forget about, you know, the promoters, you know. So this game is crazy, man. We just got to stick together, man. We living in these revelation days. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's about good souls versus bad souls, really. You know what I mean? So,
And that was definitely what's good. Frank, we thank you for calling in and dropping that jewel. Like, that was definitely a jewel that he dropped in. Like, for real,
that's
he
for
was. Like, you know, they call in and, you know, they show love and they forget about the producers, which we about to get another hot producer in the building real soon. But, Ms. Deborah, I thank you. I want to thank you for just, first of all, being a good mom. That's one.
Aww.
Second of all, being a true diva, because I'm a mom. I got an 8-year-old, and I do this for him. It's God first, family second, career third. That's how I do mine all the time. But I thank you for calling in. I definitely want to have you come back on the show where we're doing a ladies' night, so you know we can go ahead and get it in, because I know we have a lot of fun on these airways, baby.
Yes. You know, I'm down for that all day. And I want to thank you for even having me. I mean, from diva to diva. Shout out to you and your mother, too. So big ups to you, and I like what you're doing. So anything you got going on, I'm here to support, and you can call me up anytime. Whatever you need from me, just hit me up. I'm there. I'll support and hold it down the best I can. So it's nothing.
That's what's up. Tell them how to hit you up, how to get your music, where to follow you at, and how to hit that PayPal up as well.
You dig? Well, first of all, follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/MissNera, that's MVNERA. You can also Google that, Miss Nera, or you can, Google that. My videos will come up. I'm not really on MySpace too much, kind of got bored with it, but I do have one.
Yeah.
To search. She is Nera. And before I get off, I want to shout out my team, Jazzy Management and Tweak Beats, and Nick Barnes for, you know, for us putting together that masterpiece and you guys wanting me on it in the first place. So
And shout out to everyone who's listening and supporting me. I love y'all. I mean, this is why I do this too, you know. So look me up, and I'm going to keep hitting y'all with these real R&B tracks, okay? So don't trip.
Well, you miss her. We definitely be tuning in. We thank you for calling in to the show. That was your girl, Miss Deborah. Make sure y'all follow her. Make sure y'all check out her music. She is definitely not a Barbie. She is definitely a diva, and she definitely messing with real people. Like, she doing deals with real people, and she got real producers on a, you know, on her tracks and people who follow her. Shout out to Jazzy Management. Like, that's definitely a big thing. But speaking of big dogs, and he's been so patient, and I have to just thank him right now for being so patient. We got the boy Tweek Beats in the building. Like, let's go, man.
What it do?
Oh, y'all, I'm just so excited right now. I'm just so thankful and blessed that I was able to be blessed with, first of all, So West, man. So West is definitely doing it big, and I have to shout out to him for sending me these real people.
Real people
who patient with me. Like, oh, man, here we go. Let me pour another a drink right here. I got to fill the cup up.
You
got to
fill the cup up. I'm off right now, man.
I know. Got to fill the cup up and get the ice in the building because it's Cali time right now, man. I just want to say again, thank you for coming on the show. And this is a boss. Not only is he a producer, he also doing it big with Keisha Cole, Little Kim, Ray J, Jim Jones, The Game.
Yeah.
Yo, Sly Boogie, we definitely going to play some tracks that he's been producing. The Cali Tom that was on the show, he produced the majority of the beats on those records. So, you know, if you listen to that fire music, this is the person that's behind some of that greatness that came out of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I try to stay humble, man. And like, first off, I want to give a shout out to Frank Nitti. Frank Nitti just called in, man. He's a soul I definitely want to connect with, because like you said, there's a lot of crooked souls out here, man, and their spirit ain't right. And me, I'm a dude that's, you know what I'm saying, doing it from my heart. I do music. I damn near give tracks away for free, man, just to have niggas get on and get people on, you know what I'm saying, not really expecting no money back. You know what I'm saying? That's just the whole thing of being a real person and being having a good spirit, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Frank Nitti for that, man. I need to connect with you soon, brother.
Yo, Frank Nitti, holler. I know you're going to holler at him. Like, he came on the show and dropped the jewel today. Like, that was the jewel for real. Like, that was definitely food for thought. And I thank him for coming on. And I would definitely love to have him on Frontline Fridays, because what he said alone is some frontline shit right there.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk.
Yeah. So let's get into it, because at the same time, not only I'm the host of the show, I'm the DJ, I'm a multitasker, I'm tweeting, I'm Facebooking, I'm motoing, I'm tagging all at the same time while I'm hosting the show. Like, come on, this is how I do it for y'all, and I appreciate it. Like, my first question is, how did you get into the business? Like, how did you? What made you decide that this is what I want to do?
I mean, well, like a lot of producers, I started off just doing beats for myself and pretty much got good at it. And then, you know what I'm saying, I produced for myself, and I started rapping on my own tracks. And then, you know, I had some homies that rapped, and I said, let me try it on them. And it kind of went, you know what I'm saying, went pretty good. And from there on, I just, got my network up, people started knowing me. And, you know what I'm saying, since then, I've just been in it, man. It's just been my calling. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Ever since I can remember, you know what I mean? So it's just been my thing since I was younger. I love melodies, doing music. I failed music class, though. I can't read notes or nothing, man, but I can tell you I can make a track for you, you know what I mean? But I really don't know how to do the note thing and the technical, but, you know what I'm saying, that's pretty much how I got started.
Well, that's what's up. And while we're talking about notes and music, like, what is your taste of music? What do you look for in music? And when you know, I know you're not going to give all your secrets away, but what is your taste in music? For those who want to reach out and say, you know, I want you to produce this and produce and do that and this and this and that, what's your taste of music so they can know to come correct, man?
my taste of music is really pretty much universal with good music. Yeah, I really don't have a style of music. If you want good music, that's what I do. You know what I mean? Anything like I don't have really a signature to my tracks. A lot of producers mm-hmm. got signatures. You can tell who did the track. With me, I do all kind of tracks. Like I do some R&B, I do some rap, I do some pop. I can do pretty much all of it because I like expanding my situation when I do my tracks. I can expand to any kind of genre. So, you know what I mean? It's just universal, man. Any kind of feel-good music, real music that touch the soul, you know what I mean? That's where I'm at with it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm just doing it. I'm not doing it to try to, you know what I'm saying, get rich off no gimmicks or do it. I'm doing it from the soul. So whatever come out my soul and come through my fingers, that's what you're going to hear. You know what I mean? So that's basically Tweak Beats right there all day.
That's definitely what's up. Tweak Beats turking it out. And I like what Frank Nitti said. You got Frank Nitti contact? You know how to contact him?
Yeah, I got Frank Nitti on a couple. Matter of fact, I ain't got his direct contact, but you know what I'm saying, on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, the social networks. I see him on there, you know what I mean? I'm going to holler at him, you know what I'm saying? If he can holler at me, whatever.
All right, it's already, because it's nothing, because I can open a line up for him right now. He's still on the line, baby.
Open it up, man. I want to talk to Nitti.
Hold on.
Man, he's a good dude.
Hold on, Nitti. We about to bring you in. Hold on. Open this up. Nitti, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's up with it?
That's what it is. That's what it
is. I hear you over there, Swizz. I hear you, boy. I hear you.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Can you hear
man.
Me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, no, that's dope, man. It's like what you said right there. That's what I'm about right there. You know what I mean? The whole humble thing, because it's just funny, man, because, I mean, like we were saying earlier, it's like, these souls is off, man. They so off, homie.
Yeah.
And there's so many. When they say that everybody ain't going to heaven, I really understand why. And it's sad because, like I came in this game, like, hanging around the homies, learning their weaknesses, you know what I mean, trying to be their strengths, you know what I'm saying? And as I started being their strengths, I started learning that it's just no way around trying to help some of these souls because they're completely blown away.
Right,
completely blown away. So when I hear people, you know, representing that positive, because a lot of these people, for real, you can hang around people all day, man. They don't even talk about God. I study everybody's album. I study everybody's mixtape. They barely even talk about God on their records. So how you expect to be something big? You know what I mean? People like you, when you say, you know, you do it from the soul, because it's certain souls that's on this earth right now. They call earth angels, that we have to come together and build this art right now. Like, we don't have no time to waste right now. We got to build this shit right now. Everybody talking about 2012 and all that shit. Well, if that is the case, why is everybody online bullshitting? It's just the same if the Mayan calendar shit was right. Because everybody was so heavy on that 3 years ago. Now we're getting closer to 2012 and everybody's still on the same bullshit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's like, we just got to come together, my nigga. That's, you know, it's dope that, you know, that I even got on here, because I know God brought me on here because it was just all of a sudden. And I move off his word, you know what I mean? And I'm ready to get it in. That's when she was saying, like, yeah, I want to get him on. I want to get on there. I got a
And
Nitti,
I
want to
say something
say.
About that right there. I definitely want to add it to that, Nitti. You know, God, and I'm a firm believer in God, but we use as a tool. You know, I'm a tool to be used by God. I'm a tool to be used. No matter if I got this radio show, no matter. And if for some reason I heard him say, you know, I definitely want to holler at me. I said, hold on, let me make sure he's on the line so they can holler at each other. It's about each one. Like, I'm a tool to be used. This is what it is. You got to be able to put yourself to the back burner and put somebody in the front of you. Stop stepping on people, man.
They call people like you bridge builders. That's what it is. We all we build bridges from one side to another. And once we build bridges, we just move to the side and let everybody cross. Like, go ahead, cross the bridge. You know, I know how to build bridges. Cross the bridge. Go ahead. And that bridge is the San Francisco bridge right there. That bridge been there forever. Why? Because some construction workers got together, came they came with some knowledge. They built this bridge. Now everybody's crossed. It's a million people to cross that bridge every single day, all because of a team came together and built this one bridge from one land to the next land. And now we actually have a whirlpool of people that's going back and forth, commuting. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we are. We're modern-day bridge builders. You know what I mean? That's why I respect that.
Real talk.
You know what I mean?
And that's what's up. I definitely appreciate the love and support. You got a Twitter, Nitty?
Yep. Mr. Frank Nitty LBC.
Yeah, put that out again because I'm going to listen to the show. I'm definitely going to follow you because I definitely want to link up with you when we do
yeah.
something together.
It's Mr. Frank Nitty LBC. And then I don't know how many people listening, but my cell number is 951-427-2098.
I can tell you how many
that all around the world. I don't care. That's what I got a phone for, to talk. I talk to whoever. I ain't Hollywood.
There's 65 people listening right now.
That's cool. All five can hit me up and get it in. 951-427-2098. And get at me because I'm telling you right now, I'm one of those ones, man. You know how you be trying to figure out who's who? Well, I'm one of those ones, for real. And I cover everything. I do everything. Executive
yeah.
producer,
well,
produce, A&R, rap, scene, whatever, graphics, viral, whatever. I'm built like that, you know what I mean? So I'm on about this positive, God bless the negative movement. That's what I'm on right now. So I just want to meet with, I don't care if you rap dope, if you don't rap dope, if you got a good soul and you trying to do something, then that's who I want to deal with. I don't care about these
yeah,
Hollywood niggas. We've been there and done that.
But that's definitely what's up, Nitty. Like, that's definitely what's up. We thank you for just, you know, Nitty dropped knowledge at the beginning of the show, and it doesn't surprise me that he dropped knowledge right in the middle of the show. But I definitely want to get into some of this losing because, you know, we grinding hard, and if we ain't grinding hard, we grinding. We definitely
right.
grinding. Why don't you go ahead and introduce this track right here for me, please? Come on, please. And just introduce it for me because
yeah,
it will
yeah.
only be proper if you do it the right way.
That's right. This is a song called Grind It, featuring my boy B-P. He's an R&B vocalist. I got a verse on it, too, you know what I'm saying, because I'm an artist myself, but you know what I'm saying? Grind it. Grind it.
Let's get it, y'all. Let's get it.
Sugar be my candy. I will not pass up. Face to the bed, that ass up. Sex face when I light that grass up. Racing to get that fast. Yes, everything I ask, yeah. Gotta take them clothes off. Sex on the beach, we doze off. Back to the beat, can't hold off. I'm twitch. Hey, and that's beep. Yeah, we be sexy snipers. Call a Pepsi Piper. So I might Hugh Hefney wife her. But she better be the type of lady, got my nature hyper. Yeah. Maybe we can get
nasty.
Back of the truck, BGB Piper. No, not a DC sniper, nothing like a PC lifer. I'm so feeling the way she rock baby fat, baby stack. Lay me back, like in the soul, she brought 80 fat. Rockin' your bowl, she won't pay me stack.
Nah.
Running with hoes, nah, I can't see that.
Nah.
Wow. Yo, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. For those who are just tuning in, it's Diva Spot Radio ENT. And I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay. That was the boy BP featuring Tweek Beats, and the name of that hit was Grinded. So, Tweek, say, so you had me popping over here like, yeah, Grinded.
Hey, yeah. Going some for the ladies right there, man. We got a little nasty on that, but it's all good. You got to get nasty every now and then, you know what I mean? But that was definitely for the ladies. Shout out to my boy BP. He laced the track for you, boy.
He definitely laced the track for the boy. He definitely did a good job. But you got nasty in a silhouette way. I said, oh, shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all request that. Call up all the radio stations, wherever you at, from the east to the west, and make sure you request Grinded. That was the boy BP featuring Tweek Beats. Like, it's definitely a hot banger. Like, I like that. It was something for me to twerk my back with a little bit. It really wasn't. It wasn't lukewarm, but I like what it's doing. And my question that I have that I just popped up in my diva head, you know, when you making your beats or when you in the studio and you grind mode, like, is it a whole different personality when you in the studio rather than you out the studio, or are you the same person and you just get inspiration from everything that you're around?
Yeah, I'm not even, like, when I do tracks, it's like I'll be telling a lot of people be asking me a lot, like, how you come up with this and that. I tell them, man, I don't even, my spirit come up with it, and whatever come through my soul, like I said, it come through my fingers, I make the track. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can be wanting to do a certain kind of track, and I end up doing something, and it comes out hot. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's not even that I planned. It's just something that it's in me, and I feel it in my spirit. Tells me to make this, and it just comes out, man. It just flows out. That's all that is. Never planned.
Never planned. That's definitely what's up. How long have you been doing this?
I've been producing, you know what I'm saying, since about 2000, producing and rapping since about 2000, 2001. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing it for a long time. I really got publicly my shit in public since like 2003, 2004, I should say. You know what I mean? So. It's been a blessing, man. And like I said, I do this for the people, and I don't really, you know what I'm saying, try to boast on what I do and who I've been working with, you know what I mean? It's just all me, man. I am music, I feel, you know what I mean? And people will tell you that I'm just all music and good spirit.
Well, that's something. Well, we got the hotlines lighting up. They want to holler at you. So we're going to go to the hotlines. We're going to get a couple of callers in, then we're going to go to another banger, $60 million flow. Who got a $60 million flow? Let's go ahead and open up the line. 323-532. You all live with Diva Spot Radio, EMT, and Tweek Beat. Looks good.
Yo, what's happening? It's your boy Mike Mitch. You know what I'm saying? Calling back again, Jazzy Management. Hey, before I go holler at Tweek, man, I want to tell you, Mary Kay, man, it's like one of the – I heard a lot of blog talk radio shows, and I have to say this is like one of the best ones I've heard thus far.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
Definitely, man.
Real talk.
You know what
I
mean? But
station, man, like on the FM, she need her real station. That's what she
real
needs.
Talk.
Give her
I enjoy everything, you know what I'm saying, because most of them just talk. you know what I'm saying, don't really get into the artists and what they, you know, say inspiration, how they come up with their song, this, that, and you actually ask questions, you know what I'm saying, it's a real interview, and that's what I, you know what I'm saying, that's what I like, man. But, you know, Tweek Beats is my dude, man. I've known him for about, you know, what, 5-6 years, man. I haven't seen the dude evolve. You know what I'm saying? I really pushed for this dude. He actually, you know what I'm saying, introduced me to Jazzy and got me on the team. And, like, this is my dog, my, like my brother. You know what I'm saying? It's my homie. I look out for him the best way I can. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't see him grow and I didn't see him do his thing. You know what I'm saying? He definitely got that heat. And I definitely vouch for him 110%. Yeah, it's my dude right here, man. So anybody out there listening, man, y'all make sure y'all get your track by Tweek. Because if you don't, you know what I'm saying, you kind of low-key slipping. You know what I'm saying? You kind of behind in the game. You're kind of behind in the game if you ain't got one of them official joints, man. That's just my opinion, and a lot of others.
Well, you know what? That's what's up, Mitch. I thank you for, you know, giving the love and showing the love, because I don't do this. I do this because I love it. And anything,
yeah.
I started off doing this because I wanted my show to have meat and potatoes. I just didn't want to just be talking.
Yeah.
And anybody that come on my show, I research them. Again, I said it, I was up 4 o'clock in the morning making sure I researched. Not only did I just research their bios, but I listened to the music. You know, I have real people, and it say, you know, on my little logo, real people, real talk, real things.
Right.
Like, you know, this mean a lot to me. And like Nitty said, you know, I'm what he called, I just got upgraded. He was telling me, like, I'm a bridge builder. You know, I'm a tool to be used.
Right.
I'm not here for, you know, the fame. I don't really want the fame. I just want the respect and the wealth to give back to the youth, because I know that I'm networking with good people and people who that's going to make a difference. It's because it's about the youth at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Know that
for
I'm
going to
holler at them and say, look, we're doing something big for the youth over here. And I know they're going to be like, you know what, it's within my schedule, it's within my budget, we coming. You know, and I have fun on the show. And that's what it's about. It's about people coming on and being real. And, you know, I got to be doing something right to have, you know, these real people in the building. They ain't there. I call people falsies, like fake eyelashes. You can pull them off and you can reveal the ugly. You ever see an ugly chick without false eyelashes? That's how I look, man. I definitely appreciate the love. Again, follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com/divamaryk.com, because I definitely want to network with you and have you come on the show, because not only do we do Frontline Fridays, we do Step Your Game Up Saturday.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to keep y'all informed. I got all y'all on the Twitter. Yo, I definitely want to thank you for calling in and showing love. Like, I love it when fam call in and show love. Like, they be real, for real, with what they doing. They just don't be like, yeah, my people's hot or whatever. They follow them where they go.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. If you love me, follow me where I go.
That's right.
That's that. We're going to open up the hotline again. Like, I'm definitely trying to get all the callers in, and then we're going to get into some more music. We're going to open up 818.
What it do?
What's going on? Welcome to Diva Spot ENT. What's good?
Hey, 1-8, this is Tech D.
What it do, bro?
What it do? Shout out to Tweek. Want to give a shout out to Nera. I'm listening in.
What's good? That's what's up.
Teddy, where you calling from?
Calling from Long Beach.
All right, that's what's up. Long Beach is in the building, y'all. Better know.
Yeah,
just watching the Lakers game. Yeah, what up? Yeah, I'm listening in. I love the music, man. Shout out to y'all, man.
That's what's up, man. I know you got some hot shit coming up, too, man. I need to, you know what I'm saying, connect with you, too, brother. I love my fellow producers, man, that I work with, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got to get in, man, and connect somewhere, you know, another.
So, yeah, I appreciate y'all's shit, man. Like, whatever y'all doing with Nera, you know.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. I support y'all, man, so I don't even trip.
That's what's up.
Well, that's what it is. We thank you for calling in and showing the love. That's definitely what it's all about. It's about showing the love and, you know, calling in and letting the voice be known. You know, you want to back the people who's doing it. And shout out to the R&B diva. I was just saying at the beginning of the show, like, I can listen to her like I listen to Mary. And, like, when I say I love Mary. It ain't one album, one song, one record, and FaZe know, because he on the line. I'm about to have him come on a few minutes after we get into this music, but FaZe know, like, I'm a Mary person. At a time in my life, I thought I was married.
That's right.
Walking around with wild hair, you know, talking about my life. But, you know, not only did Mary come from a grind and a hard time, but she got a $60 million flow as well. You know, we're about to get into this pop music. We're about to get into this $60 million flow. Go ahead and introduce this for me, B.
Yeah, it's my boy G Malone, man. Shout out to Glasses Malone, you understand? He came off tour. $60 million flow produced by your boy, Tweak Beats. It's 60 bars straight, no hook. Check the boy out.
Tweak Beats, exclusive. Tweak. They ain't fucked up, man. Got my shit back going. Try to let y'all niggas breathe, man. Y'all niggas ain't want it. Fuck it. Take it by the neck, you know what I mean? Let's go. Check it. I'm a motherfucking maniac. Just maniac. Nigga have it raining. People like a weigh-in. The fuck niggas saying? Have grips in the gutter where these fuck niggas staying. New drop will let you know I ain't playing. Just who jockin', but you know I ain't playing. Laying hoes down like Remy with a fist. She begs for the pickup. You know the bitch pitch roll. Show boy. Know the kid pitch low. Water prices up and down like a 6-4. That's how the shit go. Somehow we get dough. Niggas score, give me more than we get going. How you talking to the shore, rivers in and out. Bitch, I'm ballin' in the game, Mac in and out. New blue, big cool, black in and out. Nigga, move me in the throne, it's the in and out. It's the king, ready for my crown. Dress sharper than machete, edges rubbed against the ground. Bitches love a nigga Sam. And homies swear to God, Mossberg back around. G-back a damn. Nigga straight garbage. Career gon' crash like the real estate market. Use a YouTube rapper while I take the type of loot that group YouTube after. Real shit. It's too few rappers that really get it cracking in the new school chapter. For my page, all attention gets captured. Tight make the author write a whole book at home. Title Black, man in the myth. Not the same rapper rolling grams in the slip. He the type of trapper go to jams in the six. Then drop a gallon off for some grams in the brick. So slick, like filter for the oil. Dirt ain't the word, I get filthy for the soil. Hot bars got Philly niggas for you. Water boy, bitch, you can feel me start to boil. I'm that hot like the water in the pot. Dropping, getting guap, dumping water on the block. What you mean? Fuck cops, and motherfuck feds, and any other agency that's mad I touch bread. Now watch me count till my fingers numb. Slash paper, you would think these niggas seen a gun. Hack hater, guarantee you gon' see the gun. Metal shavings guaranteed to penetrate your lungs. Going dumb, like Max Ray possessed me. And trying to next motherfucker try to test me. Old school button, press the lane, try to text me. Nines on my back like a nigga Wayne Gretzky. 50 on my side, you can call me Lloyd Banks, B. Mad at the gang, cause this motherfucker janky. And I be goddamn for this motherfucker gank me. Only real nigga that you rap. But niggas can't see. And why you say stanky legging in the club? Me and demons out plotting on your necklace and your dub. Can't talk us down, niggas negative as fuck. After you strip your bitch down, naked to a hub. Like, respect the nigga thug. Respect to feel the check when we exit out the club, nigga. Cuz, caught you coming out tipsy. That's a hot six for the homeboy Nipsey, nigga. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Eastside, nigga. Still rich rolling, nigga. South Street on mine, though, you know what I mean? Too much money over here, nigga. Rich as Crips in California. All my little homies got Escalades, nigga. My little homies, nigga. We got Chevy, different colors, bitch. Pull out on the show, look like a pack of Skittles, you know what I mean? Who opened the rapper? What's up, nigga? Can't fuck with me. And be cool to drop it in some of your chick ass nigga. 060909, nigga. That's 69. 69 for your bitch. Enough of this shit. Fuck it, Tommy. Cut that shit off.
Welcome back, y'all. It's Diva Smart Radio, ESPN. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay. I got the big dog, the boss on Frontline Friday, Tweak Beats, baby. Like, that's what it is. Like, that track was right there was hot. Like, yo, what's good with that?
Yeah, he went straight in. He went straight in on him, man. No hook. He just went 60 bars straight. I ain't mad at him.
You ain't have to ask nothing. He just came in the booth and just went hard. Like, that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yep.
Yo, Tweek, did you ever think that you would get this far, you know, even from doing, you know, producing music for, you know, people, Keith Murray, K-Boy, Mac 10, getting Sly Boogie, getting Jim Jones, getting all that, that love from East to the West Coast? Did you ever think, like this was this it, you was going to be or get this far?
Nah, I never really thought of it like that, because like I said, man, I just do it, you know what I mean? I'm just doing it. I do music looking down. I don't do music looking around, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. I just do it from the soul, and whoever gravitate towards it, and they feel my spirit, and they want to, you know what I'm saying, they want to get with me and get some quality music, you know what I mean? I'm going to make sure I put out quality music, you know what I'm saying, so people can gravitate towards me and also get to know me as an artist, as a producer. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? I really didn't know I was going to come this far. And I got a lot far to go, you know what I'm saying? But with the people that I mess with right now, I really didn't know I was going to come into all this and deal with the people that I'm dealing with. You know what I mean? It's such a blessing, you know what I mean, that I come in contact with real people that want to do real music. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
blessed. Know what you're saying, that as far as, like, you producing music or whatever the case may be, like, you know, and you being an artist, because you are a hell of an artist, but you know, being known for being a producer so much, is it sometimes a surprise for people to say, oh, you rap too? You are an artist? Or, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel like, you know, does it bother you sometimes? Or has it ever happened that, you know, it was taken, your skills as a rapper was watered down because you produce music?
Nah, not at all. I know I'm real confident in myself as a as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'm real confident in myself as a rapper. But people that know me from day one know I'm a producer first, and that's my first love. Only reason why I start rapping is because when I first started doing beats, nobody was rapping on it, so I had to rap on my own tracks. You know what I'm saying? But since then, I got good at it. You know what I'm saying? So no, I don't be bothered at it. I'd rather be known for my production rather than as a rapper. Now, so I will do the rap thing, you know what I mean? I will get down on some bars, but my philosophy is, when I'm in a situation, I'd rather do production, because production, it'll take me a little bit far. I can expand a little bit more. I can produce for a lot of different people that's going to push their own products. Actually pushing me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm cutting out a lot of my footwork, being an artist. That's why I'm saying not cutting down on the artist and nothing, but it's hard being an artist, just an artist. You know what I mean? You got to really put out music. You really have to rap, you know what I'm saying? And it's just you. You can't switch your style up. You can't switch your style up, but you're your own artist, you know what I'm saying? It's only one artist. Me as a producer, I can be 100 different producers at the same time. I can do 100 different, you know what I'm saying, kind of tracks for different kind of artists that got different kind of, you know what I'm saying, styles. So it's a lot easier for me to do the production thing, you know what I mean? But I do love rapping too. You know what I mean? People that know me from day one, Mike Mitch, you know, he's been there since day one, since Far Inc. and Linwood, you know what I mean? When we started, he seen me evolve, you know what I mean? So I've been rapping for a long time, but you know what I'm saying? So good. I do the production. That's my first love.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Speaking of some hot artists and some real grinders, you know, I got Brick City live in the building. I got Faith all the way live in the building. I definitely want to tie both of y'all together, because it wouldn't be right. Faith, can you hear me, baby?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, this is the squad.
What a show.
Yo,
what's going on? Can you hear me?
What's up with you?
I can hear you. Go ahead, y'all. Y'all go ahead and collab, because this is what we're talking about. We got the East and the West coming together right now, live on D-Spot ENT Radio.
I'm definitely feeling that. What's up, Tweek Beaks? How you doing, man?
What it do, bro?
Man, I like something that you just said, man. You do music looking down. That's like me, bro. Like, when I'm focused, when I'm trying to do what I got to do, when I'm trying to get my music out there, I don't listen to nobody on the radio to this day. I don't listen to nothing on the radio, nobody's CDs or nothing.
Right.
But what I heard tonight
is,
I'm definitely feeling it. West Coast is definitely doing big things. And we're trying to bring it back over here to the East, man. That's what it is. Definitely feeling that mad love over there.
That's what's up. Good looking out, bro. Yeah. That's what it is all day. All love, man. I do it facing down, man. I don't look around.
when I'm doing music, you know what I'm saying? And I'm quite sure you feel me when I say that. You know what I mean? If you feel that, you're a real cat, man, because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these dudes do music looking around, you know what I'm saying, and listening. You know what I mean? I do music with everything off. I listen to my brain. Feel me?
And that's what it's all about, you know, listening to yourself, listening to the brain, like, you know, getting it in. Like, I want to open up the hotlines, you know, because they just going crazy. I mean, it's Cali time, baby. Y'all better know what it is. It's Diva Spot ENT Radio, and it's Cali time. Let's open up the lines to 810-694. You live in the building. What's going on?
What's up?
Just chilling. Like,
what's up, brother?
Like, it's crazy. What up? It's like crazy because I was listening to everything y'all was saying, and me being a young 14 artist, like, I can feel what everything y'all was saying. Like, people was like losing sleep and all that shit like that. Mama, she be tripping. Like, you still on the computer? I'm like, you gotta grind hard. It's like no time for sleep at all.
Yeah, it ain't no time. Ain't no time to sleep, bro. Like I said, I be telling my family, man, it's not. I got a son. He's 2 years old. I got a full time job. I got music. I got shit, other shit I got to worry about. It's just all in the grind, man. You just got to keep everything going and make sure you keep everything balanced. My whole life ain't music. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't do all music. I can't do all my family. They got to balance it out, man. So, you know,
yeah.
It's times where I'll be on the computer real late at night, too. And you know, the wife, he'd be like, why you still on it? We running the light bill sky high and shit. But I'll be like, hey, man, I got to get it in. That's just the grind.
Yeah, I was listening to their beats and stuff, and I'm thinking in my head, man, I could spaz off these. Matter of fact, she was tweeting people. I noticed she was like, come spit bars. I'm like, oh, I spit some bars. I ain't heard nobody spit bars yet.
Yeah.
Well, we ain't mad. Just live Diva Spot ENT Radio. We'll spit your name out there and spit some bars for me. You already know.
All right, my name NASA, my rap name NASA. You can follow me on Twitter at Twitter/NA55A. Let me see. Alright. Fresh to death like a casket wrapped in plastic, and my swag be so dramatic, but my lifestyle be so tragic, and my chain got more carrots than a bow moving rabbit. If you do trying to grab it, then I chop and get the clapping. Bravo. Money nigga, that's my only convo. High off life so, yeah, got my eyes low. Swine flow, sick for you, better cup your chick, bro. Yeah, I said you better cup your chick, bro. Maybe it's my name, maybe it's my chain. Got these girls going crazy, some going insane. Maybe it's my Dougie, maybe it's my Scully. Maybe it's the fact that the boy getting money. So tell me who can fuck with me. I'm posted at the top and I don't have no company. The word broke don't even come from me. I said the word broke don't even come from me. NASA back vertebrae. I live it when you hate this hate. Stunting on you no name niggas in the rich way. Ask about me. I stay faithfully out of space. Racing to the money, but I come in first place.
That's what it is. Like, big up. That's definitely what's up. That was a round of applause. Like, that's definitely what's up. You live on the radio, and he had the heart to spit smooth on the radio. He was like, I ain't heard nobody spit yet. The hotline gonna light up like 1,000 damn people. Like, we want to spit. But you make sure, NASA, you make sure you follow Sweet Beats on Twitter. And, you know, you holler at him and you collab with him and see what's going on, because he definitely wants you to bring your A game, not your B, C, D game. We ain't off it like that. We definitely going to hit the hotlines up once again. Look, it's all right. Like, when I tell you, Sweet.
Hey, man, got to get it. Gotta do it.
I'm definitely about to start getting a cut off of this shit. You already know.
Hey,
let's open it up. Let's open up the hotlines. We got 818 for two women. Hold on.
Hey, babe.
Hold on.
Oh.
I still hear you, Tweak. I'm just opening up the lines. 818-263,
okay.
You live on Diva Spot ENT. Let's go.
Yo, Tweek, what up? This is Tech Deep again.
What up, bro?
Hello?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, man, who was your first placement? And, you know, what was your song?
Shit. Who was my first placement was, Damn, that's a good question. Anybody here ask me that? I think it was with Sly. I think it was with Sly Boogie. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was with Sly Boogie. That I can remember. Sly Boogie contacted me. I got through Sly Boogie through my homeboy, DJ Raze One. He kidnapped me. Then and he shot at the Sly Boogie, and Sly Boogie got at me.
Shout out to
IE too. Yeah, that's what's up, IE in the building.
Yeah, definitely. Mary Kay, we getting familiar. I'm a producer, upcoming producer working with Miss Nera too. Nick Barr, a lot of people out in the West right now, so you know, shout out to everybody who's listening. I heard Frank Nitti spit some game, shout out to him too.
Yep.
You know. Definitely if anybody following. Yeah, I'm in the building, man. What up? It's Critic in the building.
Critic probably listen. I know he listening though. He always behind the scene. I tell this nigga to get on the stage, man. When I got a show, he getting on stage. He always behind the scene.
I know that's right.
Yeah, shout out to
Critic. I know that. You know what?
Critic actually. Critic. If I didn't know who Critic was, I wouldn't know who Tut was.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
Basically, you know. You're talking about building bridges, Mary Kay, you know, basically this whole Twitter stuff got it connected. You know, this, I think as far as the West Coast period, a lot of networking sites is helping the situation because, you know, names is going out everywhere. But, you know, the more we build relationships, you know, it's a good thing because I'm working with a lot of people. I'm pretty confident to know I make hits too as a producer, you know, and I'm building bridges, you know, and just helping people. You know, get the whole artistry up.
All you gotta do, man, I just wanna give you some advice, man, just keep your head up, man, and just, you know what I'm saying, be real as you can and you know what I'm saying, and don't get caught up in all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Do music because you like doing music, not because of the money. The minute I start thinking about making money off music, that's the minute I lose, you know what I mean? So I always think of it as I'm doing it for my soul, and the money gonna come later. Don't even worry about that. You know what I mean? So I don't never think about how rich I want to get or how famous I want to get. You know what I mean? I just do it just to do it, and all the rest of it is gonna fall into place, bro. I already know you got it too, man. So you know, as a producer.
And that's definitely what it's about. I definitely, you know, thinking you right about the whole online networking and Twittering and Facebook. It is bringing people together because not for nothing, if it wasn't for Twitter, you know, I really wouldn't be in the position with these go-getters, with the producer and the artists and rappers and you right now. And I definitely want you to follow me on Twitter so we can be able to link up so I can have you on Frontline Fridays because, you know, that's what it's about. You want to. You know, put this, because I see a lot of people hiding behind these screen names. I'm the CEO of this, and I'm a boss of that. And, you know, I mean, and you don't have a palette, and I go to Google you. I'm a researcher. I've always been like that. I've been like that since ninth grade. I'm a researcher. That's what I do. And if I research you and nothing comes up, then there's no need for me to be doing business with you. I don't have time to waste. I'm a mother. Yeah. I'm a senior beauty consultant with Mary Kay. I'm a host on the show, and I'm a CNA. Yeah, I rock with the old people. Monday to Thursday from 3 to 11:30. I'm taking care of your grandma, your grandpa. They start dumping ass. You know, that's what I do. You know, and I like Sleek Rugged. I like what Sleek said about, you know, I got a 9-to-5. You being an entrepreneur and you being a business owner, you got to have more than one thing. I'm not going to say I'm not happy at the nursing home, but I love empowering women. That's why I linked up with Mary Kay Cosmetics. Y'all already know MaryKay.com. No pink Cadillacs is everywhere. And that's why I linked up. Yes, and shout out to Future Guru 100, my honey bunny, because he was like, look, why don't you go ahead and get you a radio station because your plate is too, right now, your plate is too small for all the stuff that you're doing. And I'm doing it big for the youth. So y'all keep looking out for the back-to-school blowout that's going to be going next year. It's going to be in Newark, New Jersey at Lincoln Park. We're doing the back-to-school blowout real big. I'm reaching out to Rev Run. I'm reaching out to Angela Simmons because what I want to do is I want to send – the girls back to school with Fat Farm sneakers with the book bag to match, full of school supplies, and the boys back to school with either Fat Farm or Adidas sneakers with the book bag to match, full of school supplies. We have all the artists come out doing their thing, selling their, because when they had those end of the summer things going on, it'd be so many people
after it's Linkin Park. So it's a good way for artists to come out, get on stage, perform, and sell their CDs right there. The West Coast network with the East Coast network with the West Coast, North, South, Canada, Australia, y'all come out.
Everywhere.
Because that's what it's
everywhere.
About. That's my goal for next year for the kids. And I know a lot of people like, oh, that's just East Coast. No, I'm trying to take this nationwide. I'm trying to get me some directors in other states to do this, too, to reach out to those even Rockaware. You know, we want to do this for the kids because they wearing uniforms now, but I'm from Detroit. When we had a back-to-school blowout, we had a fucking back-to-school blowout.
Yeah, right.
So it's all about building the relationships and you know, making sure you're doing what's right for the youth, because we don't want the youth to be coming up and doing some unnecessary. But before we even go into that, I want to get into this song. We got 9 minutes left on the show. When we come back, I'm going to pull you back in, FaZe. But it's Cali time, y'all. And not only is it Cali time, Cali is repping the West Coast hard. And another person that's repping the West Coast hard is Sly Boogie. We about to get into that. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live on Diva Spot ENT Radio. Let's go.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Check. West San Bernardino. This is for my people. Black Entrepreneur Negro.
Letter, L-Y Boogie, see me in the hoodie with a dirty 9 milli, running through the alley, I'm certified gritty, I.E. San Bernardino's my city, you can catch it off the I-10 of the 60, ride through where the dime moves in the crispy, where the players and the hustlers and the pimps be, where you can post up, lay low and flip cheese, it's the I.E., we just wanna be heard, like some vocals with some EQ and reverb. Sly Boogie, homeboy, it's the rebirth. You could do some research and type me in your keyword. Love one, I got the sound that you prefer. I got the hits to make you boogie till your feet hurt. And I can bless you with the shit that you deserve. I'm a free agent now, thanks to Greenberg.
Ooh, 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 ooh. West side San Bernardino. Ooh. This is for my people. Black entrepreneur.
I got a chemical compound to fuck my brain up, a pharmaceutical cocktail to ease the pain up. I feel like a pothead that's cocaine up, exhilarated off of the buzz and brain rush. The digital bootleg then fuck the game up. For all you lame fucks possessed with fame lust, obsessed with quick money, you best to change up. It's the era of the PBG, you fake fuck. We can take them all down with a drop kick. I got a gigabyte flash full of hot shit, and I can stab their ass and hit the block quick. I'm like a mad Arab in the cockpit. I'm always down to clap and come with the conflict, as long as I got me a handgun to pop with. Here, dog, get some math you can slide with. My space, Sly Boogie 7 on your side, kid.
Ooh, 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 ooh. West side San Bernardino. Ooh. This is for my people. Huh. Black entrepreneur.
Trying to hate like some hoe cake, but like that nigga Game say, it's okay. I'm well known from the IE to LA. They all know my name thanks to Clyde D and LJ. Watch them all fall and melt like a snowflake. It's all felt when the wax start to rotate. To all the DJs, thanks for the airplay. You got my name brand circulating through the whole state. I got the spit like the kick of a ooh-wop, equipped with a full Glock clip in my tube sock. Creeping through the streets with the heat to keep the booth hot. Coming down like some raindrops on your rooftop. Top switch on the lack, let the coupe drop. Pour some yak out for Big and Tupac. The IE's on the map, it's the new block. From the ghetto to the burbs to the boondocks.
Ooh, 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 ooh. West side San Bernardino. Ooh. This is for my people. Huh. Black entrepreneur. Ooh, 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 ooh. Trust this game is cutthroat. But we
Yo, welcome back, y'all. You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I got the boss in the building, Tweak Beats. I want to give a shout-out to Nick Boss for coming through and showing some love. I also want to give a shout-out to Ms. Nira for coming through and showing some love. Y'all make sure y'all follow them online. Got to give a shout-out to FaZe. I want to get FaZe on the line real quick before we get out of here. FaZe, you can hear me?
Yeah, what's going on? I lost connection, man. You know, but I'm back. But like I was saying, man, Tweak Beats, y'all definitely doing y'all thing over there. You know what I mean? I'm definitely appreciating the music
sure.
over there. I'm a connoisseur
sure.
of real music and real music only. You know what I mean? And that's what yeah. I love. Me personally, I'm doing my thing over here on the East Coast, man. I'm trying to make moves, man. Right now, I got a thing working. Well, I'm about to do a DVD. It's going to be a Cypher-style DVD. It's called North Flows. So if it's any MCs out there listening, you can hit me up at www.reverbnation.com. Leave a message with your contact information. You know what I mean? We're going to be shooting in various locations. Also, got the mixtape coming out. You know what I mean? Just trying to do big things, trying to stay focused on the music, man. There's not a lot of real hip-hop out here no more. I'm not feeling
right.
a lot of music that's going on out here. It's a lot of fake music out here. You know, and I'm just trying to bring it back to the essence to where the music need to be. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
I think
well,
it's the right show to do it.
That's what's up.
Well, that's what's up. We definitely going to get that into play with that. I want to definitely. FaZe, you got a shout-out real quick before we get out of here. We got about
yeah,
2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, I got a shout-out to my LTI peoples, Frank Knuckles, my man Ray Lewandowski, to my man Boots. You know Boots. You know how we do. My man Boots, I'm giving a shout-out to my man Sauce Juice, Moomin. You know, and to all them MCs out there that's just trying to do it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I got the DVD shoots coming out. www.reverbnation.com /FaZeCutDoctors. Also, my telephone number is 862-588-7655. We trying to do big things over here, man. And
exactly.
get a chance, shoot by there, man. Just check out that music, man. I'm pretty sure
okay,
it's something
sure.
that you'll like. You'll appreciate it. You feel me?
For sure. No doubt.
Well, that's what's up, FaZe. We thank you for the love, FaZe. Yo, Tweak, you got somebody you want to shout out?
Yeah, I'm just shouting out Nick Bars, man, and Miss Nara, phenomenal singer. Nick Bars got a voice. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go far with it. And shout out to Jazzy Management, my whole team, DJ Pool. You know, just my fam. Everybody to keep it real, man, and keep God first, man. And that's pretty much it. You know what I mean? Keep it 100.
Yeah, I definitely got to give a shout-out to Callie in the building. Definitely want to give a shout-out to Brixity in the building, East Coast. Also want to give a shout-out to NASA that called in. Want to give a shout-out to Tech Beats. I also want to give a shout-out to I give a shout-out to Nick Barnes again. Like, we definitely appreciate the love. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in. Each and every Friday we on from 6 p.m., West Coast at 9 p.m. East Coast. That's Frontline Fridays on Diva Mary Kay. And tune in tomorrow to step your game up Saturdays. You know we go doing it big and getting it in. And what other way but to go out but to hit it up with Tupac. Tupac, I love you, baby. And you already know we in this white man's world. Let's go, y'all.
You're busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman
no
at that, in this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our six rooms, knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
In this white man's world.
This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews picture. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my ways and bottles. In time I learned a few. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Fall
tell the babies how I love them. Precious boys and girls born black in this white man's world. And all I heard was,
the Constitution reflect the sinking of the foundation.